animal group names or collective nouns for animals are specific words used to describe a collection of animals of the same kind. You are probably familiar with a number of them. For example, a group of wolves or dogs that hunt together is called a pack. The term swarm is commonly used for a large group of insects, such as a swarm of bees or locusts. A group of fish that stay together for social reasons is called a shoal. And if they are swimming in the same direction in a coordinated manner, is called a school. When we talk about a large group of animals, especially mammals with hooves, we refer to them as a herd of cows or a herd of buffaloes, for example. In the case of birds, the collective term is flock, as in a flock of geese. A group of big cats is a pride, while a group of domesticated cats is called a clowder or a glaring, and a group of newborn puppies or kittens is referred to as a litter. When it comes to whales, dolphins, or porpoises, we call them a pod. So, why are names in the animal kingdom often so weird or funny? One reason is that many originated in medieval times and were linked to the English hunting tradition. Some are traced to the Book of St. Albans, a 1486 treatise that includes a list with collective nouns for animals. Similar lists were also compiled throughout the 15th and 16th centuries. Many of these terms are still in use today, although they now seem bizarre. Some suggest traits of an animal, a tower of giraffes or a leap of leopards. They may evoke images or sounds or feelings and try to capture an animal's personality. Some come from old English words that are no longer in use. An army of caterpillars or ants is probably derived from the behaviour exhibited by these very well-organised insects when they move in large groups. A bask of crocodiles is likely referring to their habit of basking in the sun on riverbanks. A murder of crows is probably based on old superstitions of crows being omens of bad luck. A parade of elephants is a very evocative description of a group travelling huge distances led by the oldest female. A flamboyance of flamingos is a perfect homage to these brightly coloured birds. A band of gorillas is a clear reference to a military term. A bloat of hippopotamuses is an obvious allusion to their large, bloated bellies, whereas a mess of iguanas is a reference to their social habits as they lie intertwined. A cackle of hyenas is an evident reference to the raucous sound of their laughter, while a shadow of jaguars captures their amazing camouflage skills. A group of moles is called a labour because of the small mammals' hard-working nature in digging tunnels. The playful nature of mice has earned them the collective term of mischief. Otters floating in water in a large group are called a raft. A parliament of owls is maybe so named because of their legendary wisdom. A pandemonium of parrots is an irresistible description of their chaotic and noisy habits. A prickle of porcupines is an apt reference to their quills. An unkindness of ravens reflects a moral judgment on their uncaring behaviour as parents or of their being scavengers, feeding on corpses of dead animals. A crash of rhinoceroses likely originated from the sound made by a charging group. A shiver of sharks is suggestive of the fear they cause, or perhaps of the fact that most of them are cold-blooded. And what about an ambush of tigers? It is certainly a befitting name to describe the feeling of being suddenly surrounded by these fierce, splendid beasts. Of course, there's one group of animals that we haven't covered yet, human beings. Can you think of one or more names suitable for this group?